Good morning. It's time to talk about the energy for the week and to extend a few invitations to you as you head into this beautiful, beautiful month of May. So first up, it is Tuesday, May 5th, and we are going to talk about where the moon is, what's going on in the seasons, and a few questions to always ask yourself at the beginning of every single week. And so here we go. Let's dive in. So as we head into this week, last week on Friday, we had a really powerful new moon. This moon was, or not full new moon, really powerful full moon. This full moon was no joke. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, I just felt a little unsettled, a little bit more irritable, but not really being able to place my fingers on why I was a little bit irritable. I've also been a little bit heavier in my body this week, meaning that I'm not quite feeling like my HIIT workouts, my runs, things like that. My legs feel heavy. My body feels heavy. And this is normal, or this can be very common with a full moon, because what happens is during a full moon, everything is illuminated, right? So we are at full peak visibility of the moon. We're also at full peak visibility of where we're going, maybe the next steps of our, at our, on our path. Remember, we're not looking way into the future, but we're getting glimpses of what our next actions should be. This is a very fast action place time of year. It's spring. All that spring energy is saying it's go time in that full visibility. But it's also the full visibility of letting go of what you no longer need. Thoughts, beliefs, things, objects, and all of that can be very draining, and it can make us a little bit tired. So if you haven't been sleeping well, or if you're feeling a little bit more heavy or lethargic than normal, this can be very common. But you might be completely different. You might be feeling full of life, full of energy, full of vigor. Like, every single one of us is always different. And that's why at the beginning of every single week, we always know what's going on, and we ask ourselves those, the three questions: where is the moon? Where am I at in my cycle? And how am I feeling in my body? So now we know that the moon is getting over being full, and we are going to be going into the third quarter moon phase. Now, the third quarter moon phase is when we have full visibility in the sky. The visibility starts to wane a little bit so that it goes back to that new moon. This is also in a woman's menstrual cycle. This is the luteal phase of our menstrual cycle. This is when the egg, if the egg was not fertilized during ovulation, the egg is going to start to slowly release and shed. Again, shedding those old ideas, shedding those patterns, shedding those identities that we started to identify during the full moon. For me, this is very much the time of the month that I like to get things done, right? It is when I am like, have the most energy, I require the least amount of sleep, and I can move forward with a lot of vigor and a lot of like getting tasks done. So all of that being said, what do we do with this energy? First, you're going to ask yourself these three questions. Where are you at in your menstrual cycle? I am in that ovulatory going into luteal phase, so I am in complete harmony with the moon right now. You might be completely different. We've also got this springtime energy to bring into the equation where everything is emerging. We're coming out with our ideas. This is very, very fast-paced energy. And so I read a couple of things yesterday that I want to share with you. It says the days of justifying actions are over. It's about doing and speaking with our authority. So I want you to think about that in your life. Where are those moments that you have been justifying your actions? You have been justifying maybe not working out because you had something that you deemed a priority, like, oh, the kids' activities or the dog or the work was getting in the way, and there was things that you have been holding off on, but you have been talking yourself into putting those things off because you have been justifying. All of us have something that we have been justifying. Oh, this is a busy time of year. My husband's busy. My partner's busy. I don't have the finances. We've been putting things off and we have been justifying them. And so what are those things that you've been putting off that you are ready to actually step into? This is this week of like, we're speaking with our authority. We're no longer justifying. We let all that go with the full moon. And it might not be we let go of everything. everything with the full moon, right? We have cycles. And so what did you let go of in this season of the full moon? What justifications have you been making that have been keeping you playing at this like $10 earner instead of your $1 million self, right? That is what we're stepping into. Where is my $1 million identity? You want to call in $10,000 a month, $15,000, $20,000. We're asking ourselves daily, what is getting in my way of just acting as if I'm already there? And you, the majority of you listening to this, you're already well on your way. These are going to be lingering thoughts. What is the next season? You're also probably going to be a little bit more aware as we go into this week of patterns that have been holding you back, right? So maybe you've got some things. And remember, all of these patterns, it could be thoughts, it can be beliefs, it can also be actions that we're doing, it can be our excuses. Like, we all have patterns and they all show up in different ways. And these subtle little patterns you're going to see with clarity this week. So be on the lookout for those patterns of clarity so that we can move forward, okay? And the biggest theme for this week is act in the ways you have been suppressing. Like, you want to eat healthy? Just do it. You want to start a new workout routine? Just do it. You want to wear colors instead of black and white? Just do it. Like, we are stepping truly into this, like, this shift of our new identity. And as women who are in business, we have to understand that this identity, the unraveling of the old identity and stepping into the new, I think sometimes it's like, oh, we have to burn everything down. We have to burn our current business model down. We have to burn our relationships down. We have to burn, you know, our house down if we want a new house. And that's not always the case. A lot of times as we're stepping into this new identity, it's simply shifting the perspective that we've been holding on to in this old identity. It doesn't mean that we're completely breaking down things from scratch, but how can I reimagine my life? Like, how can I reimagine my life doing the same thing I'm doing, but small shifts, right? So what I see with a lot of women is that when we're going through these identity shifts, when we're going through these up levels and we're stepping into this new version of us, we think we have to have these like big, brand new, grandiose ideas, right? We have to have a new business idea. We have to go into a new career. We have to leave behind an old business model and step into a new one, whatever that looks like. But the truth beneath the truth is that what's ever holding you back currently will continue to hold you back until we shift the patterns, until we get down into the root of what those beliefs are. And once we learn how to shift those patterns, that's when we redefine, right? So it doesn't always mean that we like completely burn something down. It means that we are shifting into a new perspective, right? Instead of continuing to operate in a way that feels heavy, that feels like daunting, that feels unfull of joy, we're going to shift our perspectives which can be like subtle little shifts in how you're showing up. Like, hey, maybe Instagram isn't for you. Maybe you don't want to do Instagram. Maybe you don't have to do Instagram. Maybe you can reach the world by writing blogs or having a website or doing a Substack. Like, there's so many ways in which we can do business. And I truly believe that the women of the future, the women that are going to step truly into their identity, into their abundance, into their wealth in 2026 are the ones that understand that are just like you. You understand that your body is your $1 million asset. You're bringing your body, your nervous system, and your healing into your work, and you're doing it on your terms and in your ways. No longer is it going to be buy my course is going to tell you the exact model, post every single day on Instagram, use this call to action, use this blah, blah, blah. It's going to be us truly stepping into our authenticity, and that is going to require that we rewire these old patterns, these old stories, these old beliefs. And so we're going to see those with a lot more awareness this week, and we're going to start to just move in a new way. Don't hold back. Don't be like, oh, well, I'll do that when, or I'll do that if, or let me just wait till June to do that. No, let's seize the day. Like, it's kind of like carpe diem. I just got that in my head. And so that's what this week is going to be all about. So if you're starting off the week feeling like a little kind of heavy, like nonchalant, like get some walks in nature, move your body, listen to your body. Like this week when I said, hey, I'm not feeling the HIIT workouts, I'm not feeling the sprints, I did them to the best of my ability, but I also listened to my body and I went slower and I took it slower and I did modifications because that my body, and I went for slower walks in the woods, not fast paced walks in the woods, because that's what my body is inviting me to do. I have a feeling that as we move on through the week, that is going to shift, that is going to change. And remember, my experience is different than your experience. We're all on this journey together, but our experiences are going to be completely different. So enjoy the energy of this week. May is going to be another very fast-paced month, just like it was for April. This isn't a time for setting intentions. We're going to get to that next week with the new moon. So right now it's taking the ideas you have. It's stepping further into who you are, your identity, coming up with this new flow of life after we've released some of the old stuff from last week. So have a great week, everyone. Make sure you reach out and comment in the group if you have any questions. And I will see you on our call on Thursday.